man stood in the shadows, his face was dripping sweat. He took a break from running, but he wasn't done yet. Looked over his shoulder when he heard the barking hounds, dug his feet into the earth and headed out of town. And the town line's far away, and he won't sleep for days, because he just slept with Annie, and she's the sheriff's wife. Now the sheriff's men have got him running for his life. Trouble, but he wasn't thinking clear when she put her hand onto his leg and filled his glass with beer. But a deputy did see them, tracked the sheriff down, just had time to grab his clothes and highball out of town. And the town line's far away, and he won't sleep for days, and even if he makes it, there's nothing he can do but hope and pray the sheriff there hasn't heard the news. Thank you. stood in the shadows, thinking about the past, about all the women he had known and living life too fast. When he heard a noise behind him, felt a gun against his head. Should have known the sheriff wouldn't rest till he was dead. And the town line's far away, and he's 6 feet in the grave. He's lying there with Annie, who was the sheriff's wife, till the sheriff and his men robbed them of their lives. Thank you so much, everybody. Yeehaw! And we could use a little bit more banjo up on this side of the stage. And a little bit more mandolin.
A little bit more mandolin, please.
That clicking that you're hearing is...
Is that loud enough for you out there?
Excellent. Cool.
Excellent.
Well, thanks so much for coming out and hanging out with us this Thursday. This is our second stop on about a two-week venture that's going to take us all the way to the left coast and down south some before we head on home for a couple weeks. And it is great to be back in Montana. Like Jeff said, last time we were here was for the Fine Pickens Festival, which was just a great introduction to this great place.